Iranians are dying. Thank China. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. Before we begin, YouTube is trying to bury this show, especially with what I'm about to talk about. They don't want you to see any content that criticizes the CCP or communism. That's why I'm so grateful to today's sponsor. It's January again, and I'm sure you've made all sorts of New Year's resolutions. Well, throw those out the window, because I've got something even better for 2026. AI is changing the world. You know this. You've seen the tools start to take over everything this past year. And if you go into 2026 without a solid grasp of AI, you could be left way behind. That's why I'm partnering with OutSkill again. And they've got a new 2026 upgrade. They'll be hosting a live two-day AI mastermind training this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on both days. And thanks to OutSkill, it's completely free for my viewers. OutSkill has already trained more than 10 million people, and I don't want my viewers to get left behind. Whether you do marketing, finance, admin, or you're an online influencer, knowing this stuff will save you hundreds of hours of tedious work and keep you secure in your job. In just 16 hours of training, you'll learn how to build AI agents that plan, write, execute, and report for you, automate your workflows, connect your tools automatically, and save an enormous amount of time. Not only that, you'll also learn how to actually make money with these skills, in some cases, $3,000 to $4,000 a week. And when you sign up now, you'll get access to the 2026 AI Survival Hackbook. It'll show you what's new with AI in 2026 and the practical steps to stay ahead of the AI learning curve. Seats are limited, so use my link in the description to save your spot for this weekend. And now, on with the show. Iran is at a turning point in history. I know, chaos in the Middle East. What's next? French fries being sold at Burger King? But there is a full-blown revolution going on against the Ayatollah and everything that he represents. And let me just remind you, as cool as this is, smoking is not cool. The people of Iran are filling the streets, including women wearing absolutely no head covering, which is almost asking for a death sentence. Unless, of course, you're the daughter of an Iranian official, because rules for thee, but not for me. Iranians abroad are also joining the fight by replacing flags in Iranian embassies with Iran's pre-revolution flag. The scale of the uprising in Iran is unprecedented. But the Iranian regime does not want to go down without a fight. It cut off access to the internet. The one time that being on the internet would be a healthy decision. Then they started shooting at the crowds, leaving behind lots and lots of dead bodies. And I mean lots. Oh, look, the women are covered again. There are even reports of Iranian forces finishing off those already wounded on the streets and others being kidnapped from hospitals and killed. Chances are YouTube's going to go Ayatollah on us and demonetize this episode for talking about this. Because why bring awareness to a historic moment from an oppressed people fighting back when you can make sure advertisers aren't uncomfy? But as awful as these images are, we need the world to see the horror of the situation. Because both the Islamic Republic and the CCP have blood on their hands. Yes, the CCP is heavily involved in the slaughter of Iranian civilians. This isn't just me saying this to stay on brand. The Islamic Republic has imported anti-riot armored vehicles from China. China has also built up Iran's telecommunications network via Chinese tech giants like Huawei, which has partnered with Zaim Electronic Industries, an Iranian electronics firm that has worked with Iran's intelligence and defense ministries, as well as the Islamic Revolutionary Guards. A business being co-opted by the state? Man, China and Iran do have a lot in common. This partnership in repression has been going on for a long time. During the 2009 Green Movement protests over Iran's presidential election, Huawei helped repress the Iranian people by reportedly blocking Skype. Remember Skype? The best internet messaging system since asking ASL on AOL Messenger. Man, I feel old. Chinese big tech has also helped Iran's surveillance system track down dissidents the moment they turn on their phones. And the Chinese company ZTE even helped Iran illegally obtain U.S. technology. Meanwhile, after Mahsa Amini's death led to the 2022 Woman Life Freedom protests, Beijing exports of video recorders to Iran more than doubled. I bet smashing Chinese surveillance cameras in Iran never felt so good. With the recent protests, there are reports that Starlink connectivity inside Iran has been completely jammed in a way that's consistent with military-grade, high-power microwave jamming of Chinese origin. Though, as of this recording, that's hard to independently verify. Funnily enough, talk about Iran's internet outage is censored on the Chinese platform Weibo. I wonder why. So why would the CCP help the Ayatollah? Well, the CCP has every reason to keep the Iranian regime in power. For one, it has tons of oil. In fact, China is Iran's largest oil customer by far. Should Iran stop selling oil, China could lose access to 15 to 20% of its oil imports. China needs that oil if it wants to keep functioning, and even more so if it wants to pull off a successful invasion of Taiwan. Sorry, Iran, China just wasn't into you for your personality, even though you have a lot in common with that whole censoring and murdering dissidents thing. Iran is also vital for keeping the U.S. distracted. Instead of focusing on China, the U.S. attention is divided by Iranian security threats, as well as Iranian proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah. That's why for decades the CCP has helped prop up the Iranian regime through whatever means necessary. This includes storing oil for Iran to sell when it most needs to, which then goes to funding Hamas and Hezbollah, who I'm sure use that money for good causes, like donating toys to orphans. It also means providing arms, components for Iran's ballistic missile program, and nuclear technology, which I'm sure hasn't caused any problems at all because the U.S. is super chill with Iran fiddling around with making a nuke. According to an Israeli security analyst, China was and is still the main supply chain for Iran for everything needed to build weapons, including weapons for Iran's proxies like Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. Let's not forget about them. The good news is that since the weapons came from China, there's a bigger chance that they just won't work. How'd those Chinese and Russian weapons work out for you, Maduro? Let's also not forget China's support for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. So you can bet China's very afraid of what's happening in Iran and what might happen next. As I've been saying for a while now, Trump is reacting to a war other countries have already been waging against the U.S., and it's all about China. Trump just took out another Chinese proxy, Maduro, in Venezuela, and flexed technology that people thought was only real in science fiction to show the world that the U.S. is not to be messed with. Trump is also using Venezuela to cripple Cuba with an oil embargo. And with Iran in utter disarray, Trump is hitting any country doing business with the Islamic Republic, including China, with a 25% tariff. Many Iranians are really hoping that Trump will come to their aid more directly. And from the way the Trump administration's talking about helping Iranians, warning Americans to leave Iran, and encouraging Iranians to keep protesting, it would seem that China is on its way to losing another friend. Iran probably regrets sending part of its navy all the way to South Africa to do drills with China and Russia. Although South Africa has now asked them to stop participating and just observe in the wake of Trump's most recent tariff announcement. Things are changing rapidly. By the time this episode comes out, things could have already changed drastically. So stay tuned. And don't lose hope when you see AI everywhere. Get motivated. Upgrade your skills so you can come out on top. Click below and book your slot for OutSkills AI training this weekend. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See you next time.